sneaking up on 3 o'clock in the Gallatin Valley. This is KGLT Bozeman and KGLZ East Helena. Ron Sench is taking over on this scorching Friday afternoon. It's summertime, and living is easy. All this is made possible by the support from general underwriters, including New Age Artisans, specialists in old world wall systems and finishes. Showroom located at 515 West Peach Street at Midtown Bozeman, or phone 570-6199, on the web at newageartisans.com and Instagram at New Age Artisans. Where is that? West Peach. Okay, I know where that is. It's right around the corner from me. We're also supported by Montana Magazine of Western History, presenting historical research and stories on the West, with photographs, art, and illustrations available online at montanahistoricalsociety.org or by phone 406-444-4708 or at newsstands across the state. And Blackfoot River Brewing Company, an independent craft brewery since 1998, located on Park Avenue in historic downtown Helena, open Monday through Thursday, 2 p.m. to 8 p.m., and Friday and Saturday and Sunday from noon to 8 p.m., hosting community Mondays each week, supporting local nonprofits. Yay. And they support us, too. Thank you very much. Weather. It's hot. They're calling for a high of 96 by the late afternoon. Oh, excuse me. I'm going to sneeze here. A low of 55 tonight, which isn't half bad. That's one of the nice things about Bozeman. And what are they saying tomorrow? Hazy sunshine, high of 98 tomorrow. So make sure you've got a lot of water, hat, light clothes. I was walking up to the sub from the parking lot today. A person walked past me wearing a hoodie. And I don't know. I don't know about that. That doesn't seem quite right. And it looks like it's, Helena, 102 today. 100 tomorrow. Livingston, 100 tomorrow. Big Timber, 103 tomorrow. And down the park, merely 83. Holy cow. So, like I said, travel wisely. I saw somebody carrying a parasol today. We call it umbrella in the winter when it's raining, but today you can call it parasol, and that seems like a really good idea. I worked in the yard yesterday, day before, and it knocked me out just a couple hours in the sun. Around Town is brought to you by Explore Big Sky, covering local Big Sky and Southwest Montana news with professional photography and stories from across the region. Available twice monthly at newsstands around Bozeman, West Yellowstone, and Big Sky. Online at explorebigsky.com.
You're listening to Around Town. Here's what's happening for Friday. In Bozeman, it's time for Art Walk. The Wildlands Musical Festival with Robert Earl Keen and Lucas Nelson is at MSU. Greg Keeler is at the Country Bookshelf. It's Argentine Tango Night at Townsend's Tea House. Mary Gaucher and Jamie Harris perform at the Rialto. Paige and the People's Band are at the Zebra. It's time to stand up on the verge at the verge. It's Songwriters in the Round Night at Live from the Divide. Tsunami Funk is at the Eagles. Rock in the Rivers is in Three Forks. And Dark Money, the documentary, is at the Ellen. In Livingston, Swamp Dog plays at Follow Your Nose Barbecue. The Catskills are at Chico Hot Springs. The Otters are at Pine Creek Lodge. And in Helena, Newsies the Musical is at Grand Street Theater. You can listen to Around Town on weekdays at 10, 3, and 7 on KGLT.
Yes, it's summertime. A lot going on. A lot of people in town. It's busy. And that's always exciting. Part of our world here. Okay, I think I have a show. A lot of things showed up in the mail since the last time I was here. Just every day something showed up, which is nice. I think a mailman must hate me. And then my neighbor, Celia, who's moving out yesterday, came knocking on my door and said, Ron, you want some records? Yeah, I don't think there's much discussion about that. It's mostly classical. which is fine by me, because I picked through them and found some things I like. And the rest, I'll tell you where they're going later, not right now. And a few good ones. My neighbor had really good taste. She really liked King Crimson of all bands. And if you met her, you talked to her, you wouldn't think that. But she had some really tasty stuff and gave me a couple things. So they are going into the sell box. So you're the benefit. You've benefited from those acquisitions. It's my pocketbook that hurts.
Oh, it's done, it's over. The cloudy borderline. Frozen warnings close to mine. Close to the frozen borderline. Frozen warnings close to mine. Close to the frozen borderline. Into numberless reflections rises a smile from your eyes into mine. Frozen warnings close to mine. Close to the frozen borderline. Frozen warnings close to mine. Close. Station treads faintly flickers a modest cry. From without a thousand cycles, a thousand cycles to come, a thousand times to win, a thousand ways to run the world. In a similar reply, fly a hermit's dumb, it's over. Cloudy borderline. Frozen warnings close to mine. Close to the frozen borderline. Frozen warnings close to mine. Close to the frozen borderline.
That's the fabulous Kevin Ayers, late great Kevin Ayers, from his album Banana Moore. And I wish I could hold up this cover to the microphone so you could see it, because it's pretty stunning. And one of the great visual jokes ever. And Steve Hillage on guitar. And I was just trying to figure out who was playing piano on that. David Bedford, I suppose. I'm not sure. Good one. A song, a tribute to Nico from the Velvet Underground. Nice one. Old favorite, too. Before that, you heard Nico herself from her album Marble Index. You heard Frozen Warnings. XTC did Summer Cauldron, which seemed very appropriate today, from their album Skylarking. Sorry about the abrupt end. I forgot that Todd Rundgren segued that album all together. It all runs together. Much to the chagrin of Andy Partridge. I guess Todd showed up and said, this is the order you're going to record the songs, and that's the order they're going to be on the record. And Andy Partridge isn't the sort of guy who likes being told what to do, even if he doesn't know what to do. And he complained about that album forever, and it's probably their biggest selling one, so there you go. Some people just don't know. Start off with Harmonia from their album Music Von Harmonia, or Dino. Getting us to 325. Just getting started. Just getting things rolling here. And feels good. I don't know why. I got up here early and I just feel rested and ready to go. Not harried. So, with that in mind.
On Thursday, August 16th, the 2018 Music on Main Concert Series wraps up in downtown Bozeman with Shakewell. The music begins at 7 p.m. From 6:30 till 8, there will be food vendors, kids' activities, and lots more. Music on Main is presented every summer by the Downtown Bozeman Partnership.
Yeah, I don't know. I have to go down to Main Street. I can hear the music from my house. But I have speakers on the back porch, and I turn them louder. Something else. Oh, yes. I always have to remember this one. The 3 o'clock hour on Fridays is underwritten in part by the Daily Coffee Bar and Eatery in Bozeman, on campus at College at 11th, and on the north side at Rousen Oak, serving locally roasted coffee, fresh pastries, and quick breakfast and lunch options every day for over 25 years. Online at dailycoffeebar.com. Now I'll set you straight. Did I work this out? Yeah. I noticed some of the long-distance visitors, listeners, are already checking in. Pete Gifford ranking the spins so far. Let's see if this one works for him.
Can you tell me where my country lies? Said the uniform to his true love's eyes. It lies with me, cried the Queen of Maybe. For her merchandise, he traded in his prize. Paper late, cried a voice in the crowd. Old man dies, the note he left was signed Old Father Thames. It seems he's drowned, selling England by the pound. Citizens of hope and glory, time goes by, it's the time of your life. Easy now, sit you down, chewing through your wimpy dreams. They eat without a sound, young man says you are what you eat well. Old man says you are what you wear well, well. You know what you are, you don't give a damn. Bursting
that is your homemade chef. The captain leaves his thumbs right out through the night. Join the dance, follow on till the grail sunset, see the world. Follow on till the gold is cold. Dancing out with the moonlit night. Eyes in the green shields down and shout.
Follow on, with a twist of the world we go. Follow on, to speaker in the shoe rack, lays all the goods on the floor. Everything she shows on is conveniently frozen. Eat it and come back along. Lady window shopper with a new one in the hot pot, wakes up a chemical brew. Cooking to a neighbor while she polishes a saver, knows how to flavor a stew. Never need to worry with a tin of curry, poison is special for you. No use to complain if you're caught out in the rain. Your mother's quite insane. Cat food, cat food, cat food again.
Your next Dry hands to dance the polka.
line of prog rock. That's a PFM from the first American album called Photos of Ghosts on the Manticore label, which was associated with Emerson, Lake and Palmer. And I got to meet those guys. I got taken out to a really nice dinner by Manticore Records, some heavy promo guy, treating us. Nice guys too, the PFM from Italy. King Crimson from their second album, you heard Cat Food, albums Wake Up Society, and start off with Genesis from Selling England by the Pound, which did some action for them in the States. We saw them on that tour, me and Sean Donahue, sitting up in the balcony at Winterland. A very sparse crowd that night, and those guys were really good, really fun. A little tribute to Phil Charles, too, if you remember Phil Charles, who used to be our fearless leader here. I worked at a record store and a competing radio station, and we finally put our heads together and realized we had more in common than most of the people around us. So I had to feed him records because I had control over the buying at a record store in San Jose, which meant it was full of the rare and strange goodies. And Phil would play them on the radio, and people would come rushing in and buy them. It worked out. Symbiotic relationship, I think you call that. And some test marketing, you know, because the management used to think, well, you know, you guys can't figure out what to play. We're in charge. And totally subverted that. So there you go. A little bit of history. A little bit of nostalgia. So I'd have been about 1973, 74 in San Jose. Well, 70 to 74, I think Phil was on a radio station in San Jose. And stirred it up. People still remember that. So that's nice. And trying to do the same thing here in Bozeman. And KGLT is all freeform. So everything you hear is not programmed. It's just from the imaginations of the DJ. Do I have to stop here? Yeah, I probably should say something.
The Montana Raptor Center's 30th anniversary Foodies for Feathers celebration is Saturday, August 18th from 6:30 to 10 p.m. at the Rocky Creek Farm in Bozeman. All proceeds of the farm-to-table dinner and silent auction go to supporting the Raptor Center. There's more information at montanaraptor.org.
I don't even want to ask what they're serving. Not pheasant, not squab, not chicken. Maybe rabbits. That's some good raptor food. It'd be appropriate, wouldn't it? I could go for some. Conejo. Yeah. Stew it up. I shall continue then, instead of mumbling off into the distance. Apparently, this came out 50 years ago, just about now.
But if much debt to pay up, or you must sell out. Most exclusive residence for sale. Tell all the servants to go away. Even the poor to pay their way. He took to the bottle. Then he saw